Hey y'all.
And welcome to the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast, where we bring you a not-so-healthy dose of humor and reality as we get our hands dirty with some serious nostalgia and question everything.
Let's dive in.
Hey y'all.
It's Misty.
It's Ani.
And today we are bringing you some trivia.
More trivia.
Woo! So we are doing, of all things, Shrek trivia. Look, we've been on a Shrek kick. Don't ask us why, because quite frankly, we don't need to explain ourselves. It's Shrek.
They know why.
Shrek is life. Like,
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
I've been on the internet long enough to hear that.
Yeah.
So we have decided to dive into the trivia game website, Trivia Crack, and they have literally just every movie and whatever under the sun, and there's trivia for it. There's 20 levels of trivia for it. There are 4 different Shrek trivias for it, to be fair. Maybe more. There's a page. There are 5. Is it just 5? No, there's 6. There's 6 Shrek trivia games that you could play on Trivia Crack alone. So we're not going to do all of that. We would take a crack at some Shrek trivia for the first movie and see how well we do. The questions are timed and it has some answer choices, and we're going to see how well we do or we don't do. We will read the questions out so you guys can try to guess at home. We will try to read all of the answer choices as well. If we get chaotic in somewhere in between, literally nobody is surprised.
Nobody's surprised. Y'all come here for the chaos.
We are going to try some Shrek trivia to start us off with, see how well we do, and then be absolutely shamed in our lives when we get a bunch of it wrong. So, I mean, I think we come into it pretty good. We've seen all the Shrek movies. We've been on the internet before, and we've read Shrek smut books, so I think we're probably more prepared than some people would be, so we can do this, maybe. We'll find out. So we're going to directly dive into Shrek trivia. Are you ready, contestant Ani?
As ready as I can be.
Let's go. What does Shrek do with his earwax? Gives it to Donkey to dispose of, eats it, fuels his car, or uses it as a candle?
Candle.
Uses it as a car. To fuel a car? Like, what car? We are correct.
The ogre car.
Which of these Spy Kids stars acted in the movie Shrek? Antonio Banderas.
Banderas.
It's not even a question. It's Antonio Banderas.
As Puss in Boots.
In Shrek, an ogre's lairs are compared to what? Onions and cakes, onions and clothes and the earth, or cakes in the earth? Onions and cakes.
Onions and cakes.
Where does Shrek live? A mud hole, far, far away, the enchanted forest, a swamp.
A mud hole. Now he lives in the swamp.
Shrek is love. Shrek is... Babe, green, my love, life. Everybody who's listening to this should have been on the internet long enough to know that Shrek is love.
His love, Shrek is life.
Every single one of you should know that. All right. We got
50
a perfect
points
score.
To Gryffindor. I'm sorry, Slytherin.
50 points to Slytherin. And we will move on to the next and harder level of Shrekness. What does Shrek paint in the beginning of Shrek? A sunset, a keep out sign, a come in sign, a tower.
Keep out sign. Go who away.
Who is the visual inspiration for Shrek? A French wrestler, a Toy Story alien, a Jonah Hill, John Cena. What? French wrestler? It was a French wrestler. Okay. What? I have never heard that. But I was pretty sure it wasn't Jonah Hill. So,
or John Cena.
I was like, okay. I've never heard that before. What does this French wrestler look like?
Off to the Google.
That poor man. All right, we will Google it after this round. Which actor wasn't in the movie Shrek? Mike Myers, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Cameron Diaz. Chris Rock?
Chris Rock.
What is Shrek? Shrek is love, Shrek is life. A donkey, an elf, an ogre, or a princess? He was absolutely a princess. He was 100% a princess.
100%.
But according to these guys, he was an ogre. The character, Puss in Boots, first appeared in which of the Shrek films? Shrek 2? Shrek? Shrek the 3rd? Shrek Forever After? Shrek 2.
Is it? Shrek 2.
I think the first one is the only one that doesn't have Puss in Boots in it. So, we are, once again, a perfect score with 50 points to Slytherin.
I found the visual inspiration for Shrek, and it's pretty spot on.
It's worrisome and strange. Do I want to know?
Ta-da!
Oh! Okay. Maurice Tillet. The French wrestler Maurice Tillet, who does, in fact, look an awful lot like Shrek. Like Shrek. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate, to be fair. Okay. I that's news to me. But also, same. That's pretty interesting. So... And I can say that this quiz did lie to me, because it should be just trivia on the first Shrek movie, and so far it's covered all of the Shrek movies. All right, next level. Who is the voice actor for Donkey in Shrek?
Eddie Murphy.
If you require answer choices for this, no, but it's definitely Denzel Washington.
Definitely.
Was definitely Eddie Murphy. What animal is Shrek's noble steed? A horse, a donkey, a cat, or a dog? That noble steed, a cat. A donkey.
That's one big cat.
Also, he's not referred to, I believe, as a noble steed in the first one. I think he's referred to as...
He's just referred to as donkey.
I was going to say, like, he's referred to as a noble steed when he turns into a horse in the second movie, but he is referred to as a noble steed by Fiona right after they rescue her from the castle.
Yes.
What did Donkey want Shrek to take because his breath smelled? A tic-tac, gum, a lollipop, mouthwash.
Tic-tac.
Tic-tac. We have, once again, a perfect score.
These are a little too easy. I'm worried. Like, are they all this easy?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I can't skip ahead.
Damn.
All right. So we did trivia based on the first Shrek movie. How about we do Shrek 2. We will go through the Shrek movies. Who sings Holding Out for a Hero in Shrek 2? Queen Lillian, Princess Fiona, Prince Charming, or the Fairy Godmother?
Fairy Godmother.
The Fairy Godmother. In the movies Shrek 2 and 3, how many offspring did Donkey and Dragon have? 3, 5, 6, or 8? That one is hard.
5?
We'll go with 5. No, it was 6.
6.
Oh, no. Who voiced the character of the Fairy Godmother in Shrek 2? Jennifer Saunders, Dawn French, Julie Walters, Helen Mirren. I believe it was Jennifer Saunders.
Okay.
In Shrek 2, who is portrayed by Julie Andrews? Fairy Godmother, Fiona, Fiona's mother, one of the ladies in the barn.
Fiona's mother?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Like, you can't make Julie Andrews a side character in, like,
true.
The barn.
In Shrek 2, what's the name of the potion that Shrek and Donkey drink? Handsomeness, Beauty Divine, Happily Ever After, True Love. Happily Ever After?
Ever After? Or Beauty Divine?
Happily Ever After. The potion recipe reads Beauty Divine.
Oh, okay.
All right, next level. What is the name of Fiona's father, first introduced in Shrek 2? Howard, Harold, Henry, or Horace?
I'm sure it's Harold.
Not correct. Which singing competition shows were parodied on Shrek 2? The Masked Singer, The Voice, American Idol, Sing It. I think it was American Idol. It's been the only one that makes sense at that time.
Probably,
period.
Yeah, because they were at the same time.
Yeah, it was American Idol. In Shrek 2, who is Prince Charming's mother? The Queen?
The Fairy Godmother.
Orphan or the Fairy Godmother? How weird would it have been if Prince Charming's mother would have been the queen, who is Fiona's mother. That plot would have been a lot different. Like, a lot different.
That would have turned into a House of Dragons plot.
Yeah.
What fairy tale city did Fiona travel to?
Happy Ever far, After, far, far away, Storybook, or Sugar Valley? It is Far, Far Away, which is parodied after Hollywood. In Shrek 2, which fairy tale is Fiona's father's curse based off of? Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Princess and the Frog, or Cinderella? It is Princess and the Frog, because he is a frog boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we did pretty good.
I need to rewatch Shrek 2. It's been a while.
Yeah. I like to watch that one just because it's when we first get to see Puss in Boots. And he's my favorite. So.
With those big eyes.
All right, next level in Shrek 2 trivia. In the movie Shrek 2, what animal does King Harold change into? An ogre, a donkey, a cat, or frog?
Frog. How funny would it be if he turned into an ogre?
That would have been hilarious, in all honesty. That would have made that so much more interesting, would have explained why Fiona turns into an ogre, and would have actually made a lot more depth in the movie and introduced Shrek to his own people. Probably would have, like, gotten Shrek involved in the kingdom. Like, that would have added so much depth to that world. Like, that would have made that so much better, actually.
Like, the writers are like, the children won't understand that, but the adults will.
I was just like, oh, that would have been really cool. Where does Shrek 2 mainly take place? Gingerbread Mansion, Kingdom of Far, Far Away, Kingdom of Lord Farquaad, or Disney World?
Disney World.
Definitely took place in Disney World. The Kingdom of Far, Far Away.
Far Away.
What does Donkey turn into after he drinks the love potion in Shrek 2? An ogre, a dwarf horse, a human, or a stallion?
A stallion.
He turns into a stallion. What does Donkey call himself in Shrek 2? Stallion, horse, badger, four-legged beauty.
Four-legged beauty.
You want to go with four-legged beauty? Okay. A stallion.
Oh, I was wrong. I was hoping it was four-legged beauty.
That would have been hilarious, in all honesty. Like, I kind of wish he had called himself that, because that would have been funny. All right, so we've done Shrek 1 and Shrek 2, so let's move on to Shrek 3. Probably the Shrek movie I recall the least. Now, Shrek Forever After is probably the one I recall the least. Like, I don't... What the fuck is the plot of Shrek 3? Why do I not remember the plot of Shrek 3? Is Shrek 3 and Shrek Forever After? Those are different movies, right? Shrek 3?
Yes.
What the hell was the plot of Shrek 3?
I was going to be like, it's the one where he turns into a human, though that's literally Shrek 2.
What the hell is the plot of Shrek 3?
We're off to a great start, guys.
The Shrek the Third, it says Shrek and Princess Fiona are to succeed King Harold, but Shrek attempts to serve as regent during Harold's medical absence ends in disaster. And since no one is interested in being king of Far, Far Away, with his dying breath, Harold tells Shrek of another heir, his nephew and Fiona's cousin, Artie Pendragon. Oh, I vaguely remember this. Because that was when Fiona was going to tell Shrek that she was pregnant, but didn't as he was sailing away on the boat. And at some point, Fiona and all the other princesses get kidnapped and they, like, bust their way out of prison or something like that. Oh, that's been a while. I might not remember jack shit about this one because I don't think I remember. I don't think I've seen this
one. I don't remember shit about a coup d'etat happening at the kingdom.
Yeah.
But seeing Shrek in that outfit is hilarious.
It is. And it's just like, I have it too. But it involves Arthur Pendragon and Merlin. And I swear to God, after this, I'm going to go fucking find and watch Shrek the Third. Because I do not remember this at all.
Oh.
All right. So we're about to bomb the shit out of Shrek 3 trivia. But here we go anyway. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I want to watch it now because Eric Idle is the voice of Merlin, and I love Eric Idle.
And it's just like, I do not remember this movie at all.
I don't jack shit about this at all.
I thought Shrek Forever After was going to be the one that I did really badly, because I have only seen that one a couple times. It's my least favorite of the Shrek movies. But apparently Shrek the Third just escapes my memory.
Like, so, I think I've only seen one and two at this point, because my memory's saying, I don't fucking know.
Because the fourth one has Rumpelstiltskin in it, and that's when Shrek wishes, like, he could just start his life over, and he no longer has a wife and kids and, like, all this stuff, and everybody's, like, a parody version of themselves, so.
Huh.
That one was okay. That one wasn't great, but that one was okay. That's the one where Puss in Boots is really round. So,
really round.
Really, really, really round. All right, Shrek the Third trivia. What is the name of the villain in Shrek the Third? Lord Farquaad, Fairy Godmother, Prince Charming, Rumpelstiltskin. It's none of
Prince Charming.
No, that was two. So it's Fairy Godmother.
He's still the villain, isn't he? Isn't he the one leading the coup?
Is he? I don't fucking. That's true, apparently, according to the trivia. But I did not remember that. What sport does Shrek play in Shrek the Third? Basketball, baseball, or football? Baseball?
That would make the basketball? Most sense. Basketball.
None. That's not helpful. Never mind. Like, not a clue. In the movies Shrek 2 and 3, how many offspring did Donkey and Dragon have? We already answered that.
Six. I know the answer.
Who becomes the new king in Shrek 3? Shrek, Donkey, Puss in Boots, or Artie? I assume Artie, because I don't recall Shrek being king. Artie is King Arthur. Who directed the movie Shrek 3? Oh my god. Andrew Adamson, Mike Mitchell, Chris Miller, or Kelly Arbor. We're going to go with Mike Mitchell. No. Chris Miller. Oh, we have to try again. So needless to say, Shrek 3 trivia, we suck. So but now we're going to go to level 2 and make it even harder on ourselves. What is the name of the giant gingerbread man in Shrek 3? Gingy, Cookie, Mongo, or Ginger? I think it's Mongo.
Cookie?
I think it's Mongo. It is. Okay. It's Mongo. How many princesses help Fiona in Shrek 3? 4, 3, 5, or 6? I think it's 5?
4. No, I don't know. Oh, okay.
It is 4. What year was Shrek 3 released? 2005, 6, 7, or 8? 8?
7?
We'll go with 7. 7! You are correct! What is the color of the dress Fiona wears in Shrek 3? Yellow, blue, red, or green?
Doesn't she always wear a green dress?
Green, yeah. Oh, it's green, and it is green.
Okay.
Because I think the only time she wears a different color is in the last one? I'm not really sure. All right, level 3. What is the name of the giant talking purple dragon in Shrek 3? Eddie, Fiona, Artie, or Dragon? Eddie?
The giant talking purple dragon? Just dragon?
Dragon. Is there a talking dragon in Shrek 3? Because I don't remember that. What scientific principle allows Shrek to breathe underwater in Shrek 3? None. It's a fantasy film. Osmosis, respiration, or buoyancy? I'm going to say none.
None. It's a fantasy film.
It is, in fact, none, because it is a fantasy film, and none of those would help you breathe underwater.
Buoyancy definitely helps me breathe underwater.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. What is the name of the school where Artie is found in Shrek 3? Hogwarts, Oxford, Cambridge, or Worcestershire? It's the first one.
That Worcestershire.
Worcestershire just sounds the stupidest, and that's the one that's correct. Which actor voices Shrek in Shrek 3? Eddie Murphy, Antonio Banderas, Cameron Diaz, or Mike Myers?
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. In Shrek 3, what is the name of Shrek and Fiona's children? Fergus, Farkle, and Felicia. Fred, Frank, and Fiona. Fergus, Fiona, and Frank. Fred, Farkle, and Felicia. It's Fergus, Farkle, and Felicia. God damn, that was hard to say at all. It was 12 Fire F good. Names all in a row. Like, no, thank you. Well, we absolutely blew that last round. So we're going to ignore that one. And we're just going to skip right over to Shrek the Fourth.
Oh, boy.
Shrek Forever After. Because Shrek the Third wasn't giving us enough troubles. So now we're going to go pop over to Shrek Forever After.
Let's go to one I know for sure I haven't seen. So...
What's the main character's name? Fiona, Donkey, Shrek, or Puss in Boots? I think the Shrek movies are probably with the lead character Donkey.
Yeah. Just seems I'd like say it it's makes Donkey. The most
sense. Yeah, yeah. No,
Shrek.
Shrek! Who would have guessed? What is the name of the villain in the movie? Lord Farquaad, Prince Charming, Rumpelstiltskin, or Captain
Hook? Captain Hook!
No, it is Rumpelstiltskin.
It's not Captain Hook.
No, because Rumpelstiltskin is the one who sends Shrek to the past in like an alternate.
Oh yeah, but you know, no Disney crossover with DreamWorks, and we have
not today. What is the name of the song that plays during the ending credits? I'm a Believer, Hallelujah, All Star, or Forever.
I'm a Believer.
You are correct. What is the name of the alternate universe in the movie? The Land of Far, Far Away, The Land of Make-Believe, The Land of Dreams, The Land Without Shrek.
I'm going to go with The Land Without Shrek.
Okay. You are correct. Like, you are very correct.
What the hell? Sure. Let's answer that about Harold and Harold and Maude.
It has nothing to do with this. It suddenly gave us the 1971 film Harold of Maude and asked us what the main characters were celebrating as a part of Shrek Forever After trivia.
I think trivia crack is on crack.
On crack. It counted towards our points, though.
Sure. That works.
That was so stupid. Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. We'll do another round of Shrek Forever After. In what Shrek movie does Shrek have kids? Shrek the Third, I believe, is like when Fiona finds out she's pregnant. So.
All right.
Shrek belongs to what movie brand? Disney, DreamWorks, Nintendo, or Illumination?
Yeah, Nintendo, for sure.
For sure. It is, in fact, DreamWorks. All right. Well, that was actually all of the trivia for that one. So, do you want to round this out with one round of Shrek movie quotes?
Sure.
All right. We're going to round out our Shrek trivia with Shrek movie quotes. Are you ready, contestant Ani?
Ready.
Okay. What is the first line in the movie Shrek? Once upon a time in a faraway swamp. Once upon a time there was a little ogre. Once upon a time there was an ogre named Shrek. Once upon a time there was an ogre named Shrek who lived in a magical swamp. Once upon a time in a faraway swamp. What does Shrek say when he meets Donkey for the first time? What are you doing in my swamp? What are you looking at? What do you want? Who are you?
What do you want? Or what are you doing in my swamp?
What are you doing in my swamp? What does Donkey say when he meets Shrek for the first time? What are you doing in my swamp? What are you looking at? What do you want? Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
We are correct. What does Shrek say when he meets Fiona for the first time? What are you doing in my swamp? What are you looking at? What do you want? Or who are you?
What are you looking at, I think?
Who are you?
Oh, who are you?
Damn. Why would Shrek say that? He knows who she is. Huh, that's weird.
Does he?
What does Shrek say to Lord Farquaad when he meets him for the first time? What are you doing in my swamp? What are you looking at? What do you want? Who are you? Is this all Shrek says?
It's four quotes. What do you want?
Okay. It is, in fact, what do you want? Wow, we sucked. We got one of those correct. So, needless to say, I don't think Ani and I will be winning any Shrek trivia contests, at least not one timed for only a couple of seconds per question. Hopefully you guys did better and you enjoyed this Shrek-themed episode. which we seem to be having a lot of. I think this will make like the third Shrek themed episode we'll have on this podcast. But you know what? As they say on the world of the internet, Shrek is love.
Shrek is life.
Good night. I don't know what else to say. Like, that's just, that sums up the internet pretty well. So we hope you guys enjoyed some Shrek trivia with us, and we will see you guys next time.
Give us a little
shout out on Instagram at Starry Not Starry Generation if you want to tell us how you did with your own Shrek trivia, or if there are any of the games you would like to hear us play, or any other movies you would like us to do trivia for, or anything else you'd like us to do for games, watching movies, whatever. We are always up to hear your suggestions. So until then, we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tune in next week for more fuckery, because we have some serious questions and concerns.